keep telling my heart that I'm lucky. Until the city lights fade into another lonely day. I still can't go to bed, I walk some more instead, but I just can't walk those blues away. I keep praying that you change your mind, dear, and I'll see your sweet face at the door.
Way, that's music forever memorable on Way for You. It's entitled Hopeless, and it's done for you by Andy Williams. Music from the albums of the stars. Time to take a few minutes out now for all that's new, the Way World in Review, but back following the news with the number six sound in town of Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs.
Crazy little shack beyond the tracks.
The number six sound of Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs, Sugar Shack, comes your way following the news.
From Way Radio's Action Central.
News at 25.
Good evening, everyone. Time now for the 41st edition of News. Brought to you by Way Radio. First, a brief look at the weather. Temperature at news time is 60 Way Radio degrees. A complete weather forecast follows this edition of Way News. Philadelphia's Democratic Mayor James Tate, strongly backed by President Kennedy, has taken an early lead over Republican candidate James Motormoat in an election that posed the sharpest challenge for Philadelphia Democrats in years. First returns from five normally Republican precincts put McDermott ahead in the early counting, but when Democratic precincts began reporting, Tate took the lead. At last count, Philadelphia mayor for 450 precincts of 1,640 reported, it was Tate 104,450, McDermott 82,398. Auburn. A federal court today ordered the desegregation of Auburn University and that the institution accept a Negro graduate student. Birmingham. Former Birmingham Mayor Arthur Haynes has filed a $2 million libel suit against the morning newspaper, the Birmingham Post-Herald. Selma. Died today in a Selma hospital, editor Edward Field. His loss was mourned by newspapermen all over the state. Montgomery. A conviction of a Negro minister arrested during a boycott of downtown stores in Birmingham 20 months ago was reversed today by the Alabama Court of Appeals. Berlin. The Russians have released a U.S. military convoy held for more than 42 hours on the highway between Berlin and West Germany. From Washington. The Soviet action came in the wake of a top-level meeting of President Kennedy and his top military and diplomatic advisors. Louisville, Kentucky. Kentucky voters have elected Democrat Edward Brethert governor over Republican candidate Louis Nunn. Jackson, Mississippi. The Democratic gubernatorial candidate, Lieutenant Governor Paul Johnson, has taken an early lead over Republican Rubel Phillips. Montgomery. A federal judge has ordered the admission of a Negro student to Auburn. Washington. And finally, in the news from Washington, the Senate has voted to cut $25 million from a proposed $975 million in development loan funds in President Kennedy's foreign aid bill. Turning to the weather picture now from Way's Wide Awake Weather Watchman for the Rocket City area. The forecast: cloudy and mild tonight with light rain and a few isolated thunder showers. Cloudy and mild tomorrow with rain ending Wednesday evening. The high today was 62 degrees, low expected tonight 55, and the high tomorrow 67 degrees. The present outlook: it's cloudy, the temperature is 60 degrees, relative humidity 83%. Winds from the southeast at 8 miles an hour, and the barometric pressure is 29.83 and falling. The temperature once again at news time is 60 Way Radio degrees.
From WAAY's Action Central, you're on standby for complete news at 55.
Oh, there's a crazy little shack beyond the tracks, and everybody calls it the Sugar Shack. Well, it's just a coffee house, and it's made out.